The Federal Minister for Ageing, Mark Butler, says he's concerned by reports from whistleblowers that senior managers in his department have ignored evidence of rorting in the aged care industry. Current and former Commonwealth nursing officers say some of their managers told them to look the other way when they found false funding claims submitted by aged care providers. Mr. Butler says he wants an explanation from the department. Sally Sara reports.
The Minister for Ageing, Mark Butler, is promising to investigate whether some of his department's senior managers have failed to properly keep watch over billions of dollars in aged care funding. Nurses from inside the department blew the whistle last night on the ABC, saying they were told to look the other way when they found evidence of rorting by aged care providers. Mr. Butler says he will seek further information.
I'm concerned that there are nursing officers doing their job at the coalface, trying to protect taxpayer dollars and, more importantly, make sure that the interests of residents of nursing homes are being looked after. If they don't feel that they're getting the hearing they should from their senior managers, I'm concerned about that, and I'll be asking for some explanation from the department about it.
The nurses are from three states across Australia. Their job was to go out to aged care facilities and check the funding claims submitted by providers. They say the claims they saw were inflated by the providers to get more funding under the federal government's aged care funding instrument, known as ACFI.
The questions that don't require an assessment by a doctor were rorted the most.
Those who do the right thing are bullied by their peers and managers in the department.
The nurses don't want their real names or voices broadcast because they fear repercussions from the Department of Ageing. They say some aged care facilities had two sets of files for each resident. One was real, used to guide day-to-day care. The other was fake and used to exaggerate the residents' care needs to get more government funding.
Everywhere they had just-in-case files, one on the floor to work with and one to support their ACFI.
When I read the files, it was like reading about two different people.
There were two sets of documents, one for the care of the resident and one created for ACFI funding claims. There were many registered nurses and other health professionals who created false documents themselves or instructed others to do so.
Many aged care residents and their families are unaware of the Aged Care Funding Instrument, or ACFI. It's an assessment to calculate the government's funding per resident per day. One Sydney family found out their father had been reassessed as needing high care, even though he was independent. The man's daughter wants only to be known as Mary because she fears his care may be compromised if she uses her full name.
The families are not aware that this exists, because the most you probably know is that when your relative goes to aged care, they have an assessment by a local aged care team from a local hospital. And as far as you know, that's the only assessment.
Mary says her father's assessment was inflated by the aged care facility, but he didn't receive any extra care.
But it wasn't being spent on my father or probably anybody else there, because nothing changed in all the years he was there. He didn't get anything.
Minister for Ageing Mark Butler concedes that while funding to the industry has increased, some providers have not employed more staff.
Last year's budget was about 70% higher than it was 5 years ago, but over the same period of time, we know that the number of registered nurses in aged care has actually dropped.
But the aged care industry says times are tough for many providers, especially smaller and not-for-profit organisations. Jared Mansour from Leading Age Service Australia says providers are not overclaiming.
I'm not aware of a situation of sanctions in relation to overclaiming, but the interest of the provider is to get it right first time. I mean, we're entitled to a certain amount of money for the care needs of residents, and there's an enormous investment by the industry to get that right first time.
The federal government introduced changes to aged care funding on July the 1st to crack down on overclaiming, but it's still unclear whether the reforms will hit their target.
Sally Sara.